Well, our letter of the day today is the letter S, and our next guests live on a wonderful street. You may have heard of it. It's Sesame Street. A big welcome to Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. Good morning, Big Bird.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, hey. Oscar.
Yeah, good morning. Did I say good morning? Gee.
I didn't know you had good in your vocabulary, Oscar.
Yeah, well, I slipped up.
Well, you'll be visiting our region later in the year with your friend Elmo, but thank you for being available for us to chat to you.
Well, it's a pleasure. Australia's very, very, very nice. I've been to Australia and I love it.
Now, lots of special people seem to be visiting Sesame Street, and recently I hear a couple of Australians have been to visit you in Sesame Street.
That's right.
Who has been to visit?
Well, one is... Oh, gee, that's a trick question. I can't tell you to think of the name.
Nicole Kidman?
Oh, yes. Yes, boy, is she nice.
She is nice. Her husband, he's a big country music star, and we like country music in Tamworth. Do you like country music?
Yes, I do.
Does Oscar like country music?
Well, only when I'm in the country. I'm a city grouch.
You know, we've had lots of people sending in questions for you both on our Facebook page. But before we get to those, if you have some time, you both have Facebook pages as well. You've got a lot of friends, over 100,000 friends each. How do you keep up with all your friends?
Well, I can text now.
How many fingers do you have, Big Bird?
I have, my feathers are well developed. I have three.
So that's plenty for texting.
Yes, that's all I need. I use my pointy feather.
And Oscar, what's reception like in the trash can? Can you text from the trash can, or do you need to sort of get out for a moment?
I have to kind of climb out because the metal seems to block some of the messages.
Well,
I say the same thing every time anyway.
Like scram?
Yeah, scram or have a rotten day.
Well, Oscar, we've got a question for you firstly from Facebook. Katie would like to know, have you ever had a shower?
I did once and it almost killed me. I tried to avoid it. Although sometimes on a rainy day, I open up the lid on my dustbin. I prefer calling it a trash can, and I let the rain in. That kind of gives me a bit of a shower. It at least makes my fur all wet.
So it glistens in the sunlight?
Did I dry out in the sun?
Good idea. Now, another question from Facebook. Tony says he would love to know what you like about each other. So, Big Bird, shall we start with you? What do you like about Oscar?
Well, I like how he's very funny because I say, good morning, Oscar. And he says, bah humbug. That's what it's like. Yeah, I don't say bah humbug. I'm not Scrooge. I just say, go away. Well, you said bah humbug. I heard you. Don't tell me what I said. Boy, what a grouch.
He is a grouch. I don't know how you put up with him, Big Bird.
Well, I it's easy. I just often walk around the block the other way, so I don't have to see him. Oh, that's why I haven't seen you lately.
Now, Oscar, you need to answer the question too. What do you like about Big Bird?
Well, can I think of anything that's positive? I don't know. Well, I like he sleeps in his own nest. At least he doesn't bother me at my trash can.
I don't think he'd fit in your trash can, would he?
Yeah, he's been in there.
Has he?
Tight fit. I thought I'd never get out. Yeah, I did too. Don't do it again. I won't, Oscar. Trust me.
Now, there's another question for Oscar. Gordon says, Oscar, are you and Grungetta still an item?
Well, yes, we are. I like her because she has such a screechy voice. It's like fingernails on the blackboard. I don't know if you have blackboards there at school. But
yeah, it's a bit screechy.
Yeah, but also, she may not be very pretty, but she's completely unpleasant. So that's what grouches like about each other.
Oh, that's lovely, in an awful kind of way.
Yes. Hey, I like what you said.
Now, that's a compliment, Oscar the Grouch. Thank you. Now, Big Bird, this one's for you. Martin wants to know, can you actually fly?
Well, only if I'm in a plane. I can't. No, I'm a ground bird. I even tried it, but I couldn't get off the ground.
Well, speaking of ground birds, we have emus here in Australia, and we love Big Bird and we love emus. Is there a family connection? Could you, in fact, be Australian Big Bird?
I guess not, because I met an emu. That's how you say it? Emu?
Emu.
He was actually grouchier than Oscar. Hey, I want to meet that bird.
Sounds like your kind of bird, Oscar.
Yeah.
Now, Belinda and Isabella would like to know, Oscar, how much are you learning about recycling?
Oh, I like to make sure that I recycle. For instance, if I have a popsicle or, you know, a frozen treat on a stick, I don't throw it on the ground when I'm through. I put it where it could be used again, like in the proper place for reusing things.
Well, so Big Bird's a good recycler. Can Oscar recycle, though, or are you mainly dealing in trash?
I actually do. I've been recycling for years. Because, for instance, if you throw something away and it's ugly enough, I may hang it on my mantelpiece. That's recycling.
That is recycling. Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch are our guests this morning on The Breakfast Show. There's a joke for you, too, Big Bird. Why do birds... You like jokes?
Go ahead and choke me.
Okay, this is from Chris. He says, why do birds fly north for the winter?
I don't know.
Because it's too far to walk.
Oh.
That's not great, is it?
You know, where we live, all my bird friends fly south for the winter because we're north of the equator.
Of course you are.
Yes.
Chris didn't take that into consideration.
That you have to fly north to get warmer. Where you live.
We do. And what are you most looking forward to when you get to travel around the regional areas?
Well, I love the park with all the gum trees, and I love the beautiful the rock formations, and I love riding down the Great Ocean Road. I love going to the beaches.
The beaches are pretty nice here in Australia, and Melbourne's very good for shopping. Have you been shopping yet?
Not really. I don't have any pockets, so I can't carry much money with me.
Now, Big Bird...
I like visiting the Melbourne Zoo. I actually held a wombat last time I was there.
They are cute.
Yeah.
Just like
I
you.
Pick up a koala, but they're kind of grouchy. Yeah, they are. Maybe I'd like to meet a koala.
Well, it sounds like, Oscar, you should probably try and cuddle a koala next time.
Yeah, well, the last time I went to the zoo, they tried to put me in a cage. They thought he was a sloth. He turned green.
We won't keep you too much longer because I know you're very, very busy. But, Big Bird, you recently celebrated your birthday. It was just last week. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
How did you celebrate?
Well, Oscar gave me a present. I did. Yeah, you didn't come to my party. Yeah, very funny. But Elmo gave me a beautiful big cake that his mommy made.
Yum. What sort of cake was it?
It was a vanilla cake. It had birds on it. I wonder why they knew I would like to have birds on my cake.
He knows you too well, Elmo.
Yeah, he's a good little guy.
Are you looking forward to tripping around Australia with him?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's always very funny. Yeah, well, I hope I don't have to. Oscar, why are you such a grouch? It's my way of making a living.
Oh, look, even though you are grouchy, Oscar, it's been lovely to have you on The Breakfast Show, and the children of New England Northwest are so excited to hear your voice on the radio this morning. Big Bird, we love your beautiful yellow feathers. How do you keep them so clean?
Well, I preen.
Uh-huh.
A bird has to preen every day to keep the feathers all straight and nice.
Well, we should try that sometime.
Yeah. Just take your beak. She doesn't have a beak. Oh, really? Oh, you're not a bird, are you?
Sort of a bird. They call girls birds here in Australia.
Oh, can you fly?
No. I'm like you. I'm a land dweller.
Okay. Well, that's okay, too. Because you can always then take the bus.
Well... Enjoy your time in Australia, and we look forward very much to seeing you both in May.
Oh, thank you, and I hope I see a lot of the kids who are listening.
Thanks, Oscar. Thanks, Big Bird.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Good day. Hey, Oscar, you said good day.